What do you think about the state of American merchant marine, American shipping?
We're dying.
Yeah.
The American merchant marine is a dying breed. I think partly because the Jones Act, and I hate to say it because the Jones Act is what provided a lot of mariners with jobs, but with our shipbuilding industry being what it is, it's so costly to build, and in order to be a U.S. flag vessel, you have to be built in the U.S. That hurts us now. Something needs to be done. Do I think we need foreigners on board ships? No, we have plenty of licensed and unlicensed credentialed mariners that can run an American merchant marine. We have six great schools in the U.S. to turn out officers. But the ownership of vessels having to be over 50% U.S. owned, that cuts out a lot of overseas financing, which I think hurts us as well. Plus, the Coast Guard has their own way of doing things, as opposed to a lot of the other registries, which follow the guidelines of the IMO. The Coast Guard has the CFRs. So it's tougher for us to trade overseas because we don't always meet SOLAS regulations. Or if a U.S. flag does, that's because they've had to go get someone to help them, like their classification society, comply with SOLAS while they're still complying with the Coast Guard. So I think it's just become too expensive to be a U.S. vessel owner and trade under the Jones Act. And now last year with Congress killing the PL-480 cargo, which was a lot of what the grain owners depended on, to ship grain overseas, get paid by the government, that's how they operated vessels, that just cost more jobs. Wartime is great for the merchant marine, I hate to say it, in the U.S., because that's when they activate the ships and hire the mariners. But the wars we're fighting now aren't generating that type of business. Yeah.
So you think they've been kind of legislated and out of competition?
I do. Really do. It was a long time coming. It was great to promote the shipbuilding industry in the U.S. I still think we need to. I think that's a big part of our national defense capability. That being said, China and Korea do it for a half to a quarter of the price than we do. Now, are their ships substandard? It's commonly known that Chinese steel in their ships can really be substandard, but not the Koreans. Koreans are churning out excellent vessels. We can't keep up with that. So what are we gonna do? I think that's one of the hugest parts of the legislation that really needs to get changed.
Yeah.